about it over there.
Okay, and then people kind of start, you kind of have to work your way up to be supervisor, right? You have to go through all the ranks.
Well, not really. You know, you get on a job, and then if every few years they give out a supervisor's test. So, you know, you can take the test. You don't really need to have 10 years on a job to take the supervisor's test. You take the supervisor's test. You do good, then you get on the list and they can call you. There was, for instance, I think this one lady got on a job in 87, took the test like 6 months after she was on a job and got the job. But that's hard because she could be book smart, but ain't job smart. And, you know, it's hard to have somebody that has 2 years on a job trying to tell somebody that has 20 years on a job what to do. So, you know, it's rough that in that sense, you know. It's good that, you know, they could get their feet wet first and then tell you what to do. But all in all the supervisors, you get along with everybody.
Mm-hmm. What do you think makes a really good supervisor?
A good supervisor is usually one that came that did what you did, you know, so they got their hands dirty. Mm-hmm. And as long as they communicate with you, they come down, they tell you what they expect from you. And supervisor's job is rough because you got to deal with the community board. Everything starts from the top down. So supervisor's job, I wouldn't want to do now, tell you the truth now. Because it's just too much responsibility. So with me, if I, you know, we do something wrong, it's on us. Mm-hmm. If we do something wrong, he gets in trouble. He gets blamed for it. So, but all in all, everybody gets along. You know, it's never been no problems, especially in this garage. Mm-hmm. This garage is good.
Is it better than ones you've worked in the past, or?
It's a smaller garage. Like in Bedford-Stuyvesant, it is a big garage, so like you really didn't get to work with everybody. Where here it's like 78 people on the job, so you get to work with everybody. And it's close, you know, it's smaller. So the smaller, you get to communicate a little better and see what everybody does. Whereas a big garage, it's, everybody has their cliques and all that. Where here, everybody's basically the same.
Do you ever see each other after work and stuff, or?
Tell you the truth, like I said, I live upstate, so I don't really see so many people. But a lot of the people working from this garage, working, you know, live in Staten Island, so they get to, you know, hang out. Matter of fact, here we got our uncle, a nephew here, everybody, you know, they hang out. We hang out sometimes during work. Sometimes you finish a little early, but and you stay. There's a weight room inside here. But me personally don't really hang out too much with people from the job after work. I just like to get home.
Yeah, that makes sense. And you had mentioned briefly when we were talking earlier about not having seniority when you're on the broom, but you couldn't get pushed off.
Well, okay, when you get on a broom a steady route, then you got like a broom tissue. Mm-hmm. A broom tissue is like, no, you know, say somebody with more seniority wants to do that broom, they can't bump me off because they got a tissue. Mm-hmm. So that's, you know, that's what saved you from. People with more seniority, they couldn't bump me off nights because I had the broom tissue. That's about the only, you know, reason. So that was one of the reasons why to try to get the broom tissue for me, because this way I knew I had a steady route and I worked steady nights, where my seniority didn't really mean nothing.
Mm-hmm. So if you were on, like, the truck instead, you would be able to get pushed?
Yes. Like, basically on the truck, the more seniority you got, the better of that you got. And if you didn't have enough seniority, you'd make more money working on a truck than doing the corner basket, so people would take the truck. So So everything is money.
Mm-hmm.
So the mechanical broom, there's no money involved. But like I said, when you're starting new on a job, that's something good. This way you don't get bumped around.
So you would say that it's a good way to kind of build seniority?
It's a good way to have a steady shift, mm-hmm.
Yeah.
For me, with nights, so it works for me.
Okay, so, because I want to be clear, so if you were on the broom, and that the seniority from that would carry over into starting in the truck, or would you have to start new?
Well, your seniority starts when you get on a job.
Okay.
And when you become, you get a tissue,
mm-hmm.
your seniority don't really play any part.
Because
if you got the broom tissue and you have a broom route,
uh-huh.
A guy with 10 years on a job can't bump me off my route.
So how would you kind of describe the term tissue to someone who...
Tissue is something you cry right now. each job, they got a record tissue.
Mm-hmm.
It's like... all you do is records, you know.
Mm-hmm.
You got a GU tissue. It's just the type of job you do. GU is garage utility.
Mm-hmm.
Wrecker is you go out on wrecker calls.
Okay.
Broom tissue, you drive the mechanical broom. That's about all the tissues that are around.
From my understanding, and maybe this was wrong, I thought it was an office job, but it just is really for if...
on a field.
Okay.
The tissue don't mean the office job.
Okay,
but sometimes, say you're hurt and you go on a tissue.
Mm-hmm.
There is a tissue like that, but that's medical tissue.
Oh, okay. So that's what you would call it.
Yeah.
Did that ever happen to you? Did you get hurt on the job ever? Or no?
I've been lucky yet. But people have got hurt.
Mm-hmm.
Especially with the snow plow, when you're doing with the plows, putting them on. One time in Brooklyn, one of the plows wedged against the guy's finger and chopped his finger, finger off right under the knuckle. I wasn't there that day. So. And then another time, people get run over, their foot gets run over by the truck tire. Glass. People get hurt with a lot of glass.
Mm-hmm.
Sticking it in the bag and you're swinging a bag and it rubs against your leg. So glass is pretty much one of the ways people get hurt a lot on a job. And you got to watch the way you lift too, because you can pull out your back. So.
Is it tough getting used to when you first start? Like lifting, is that really?
When you go, when you start the job, they send you to Randall's Island,
mm-hmm.
and they try to teach you how to lift. That's where you go basically for a week before you start the job, and they try to give you tips on how to lift the bags and all that. The one thing about this job is the bag is too heavy, you can leave it. You know, mm-hmm. usually you try to pick it up. It's usually 100 pounds. Between 2 years, you can usually lift 100 pounds. But sometimes these bags and the projects and all that, they can be 200 or 300 pounds. They look like body bags, So if it's just too heavy, you nicely tell the guy that bags them, because you cut it in half,
mm-hmm.
And that's usually if you leave it once, they'll make it lighter. It's good to tell them, to make it lighter. They usually will, because, all they got to do is bring one of, them bags that day. We got to do the whole route, pick up the whole route. But most of the bags in Manhattan are pretty, pretty easy to pick up. And the people are good. They use the black bags, they tie it. And it usually give you a little handle on, basically a little handle on the top. That's where you grab it. You grab the garbage from the top, never from the bottom.
Oh, really?
Yes.
Why that? Because I would have thought you would not want it to spill,
Well, it's usually in a black bag, mm-hmm. and the black bags, they tie it up. They're very heavy black mm-hmm. bags, usually, and it's where you grab it from the top and you throw it in. It won't spill. The other way, you're putting your hand under there, you don't know what's in there in that mm-hmm. bag, so you try to avoid as much contact as possible. Just grab it where you can. And the really long bags, the usually they give you a little hand, a little area to grab, mm-hmm. usually. So that's how you basically lift the garbage. Because now there really not many places have cans anymore. Mm-hmm. They basically put it all in the black bags, which is better for us.
Mm-hmm. Do you know when that kind of started, the use of black bags instead of cans? Or?
It probably started with recycle. Mm-hmm. Because with recycle, they used to have the clear bags are like for the paper, the blue bags are for bottles. And basically, the black bags are for garbage. So it's a way to identify what's in a bag, so you don't have to go through every bag. And with the cans, they used to put stickers on. They gave you to put stickers on it, but after a while, they stopped giving out stickers. So it was easier for them to just buy the blue bags for the bottles, the clear bags for the paper, and the black bags for the garbage. So makes it easier for us.
Mm-hmm.
So you don't have to go through every bag to see, you know, to see what's in what.
Mm-hmm. Would you have to do that with the recycling if there was no?
Well, with the recycling, usually, I could they put in a blue can, you know, blue can, a blue plastic can. That's usually for the recycle, and they used to try to put in a green can for mm-hmm. paper. And so basically, you just open it and look, and most of the times they oblige by it.
Mm-hmm. If it doesn't. Like, if it's not sorted properly, does it just go
in
the trash?
It just goes in the regular garbage, yes.
Okay. I don't think they sort properly in my building.
Yeah.
If we bring that to my super's attention.
Because usually on a recycle day, too, they have supervisors, mm-hmm. enforcement. They go around and, they check to see if the people are recycling.
Mm-hmm. And is that how many times a week?
Over here, we get recycled Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday. It's usually recycle every day, but it used to be like on a Saturday only run, one paper truck. But recycling in other districts probably every day.
Mm-hmm.
You know, each area has what one day.
Oh, okay.
Like our garage, it's divided between the east and west side. Mm-hmm. Sixth Avenue is our cutoff side. So everything on Sixth Avenue to the Bowery, it's like you call it east side.
Mm-hmm.
Everything on this side of it's the west side. Like Monday, Wednesday, Friday, you're working on the east side. Mm-hmm. And Tuesday, Thursday, Saturday, it's the west side. Mm-hmm. So you don't have to do too much driving around.
And so when you're doing the driving, do you kind of switch on and off the driving and the lifting with your partner?
Yes, yes. A good partner usually takes turns, It's only fair. I'm a driver. My partner, Murphy's a loader.
Mm-hmm.
But that's only a name. You don't do it that way. You get tired. He'll work for five. Some garage work 20 minutes up, 20 minutes down.
Mm-hmm.
Over here, it's whoever closest to the wheel. One day he could come in tired. I'll do the, mm-hmm. Vice versa. You work it out with your partner.
Yeah. Have you ever had a partner in the past that was not a good partner, or?
Yes. Yes. It's hard. And especially when you're in the truck all day, mm-hmm. you get a partner that you can't talk to. So it's bad enough lifting the garbage. So when you can't get along with a partner, that makes it even worse. But very rarely mm-hmm. that happens.
Is it easy to switch if that happens, or is it?
Not really. I could say if you can't get along with the partner you work, then you could go on baskets, which is no money involved.
Mm-hmm.
So. That's that's a way out, but I'd rather make the money. I can deal with it for a few hours, 8 hours.
So in that case, like, would you, do you change partners just when someone retires, or?
When somebody retires, they change partners, and usually when transfer periods come, and which is every, you know, once in a while, whoever has more seniority that transferred in there, they should make the truck before, you know. The more seniority you have, the more choice you have for what route, you know, mm-hmm. collection route you could get. So, like, my partner is a shop steward, so I'm lucky, you know, I'll have the, they can't bump him off.
So what is a shop
steward? Shop steward is, each section, our garage has three sections and a garage section. Shop stewards were for really when we used to have sections out in the field, and that's where the shop steward would go there and tell the men what's going on and what's up. Mm-hmm. But with this garage, everything's coming out of one spot. So, like, we shop steward, their job is to go to the union meetings, let you keep you updated with what's going on with the union.
Mm-hmm.
And so, for him being a shop steward, the union says he's guaranteed a rep. So, you know, no matter how much seniority he has, he's guaranteed a rep, collection rep. So, that's, Angela was a shop steward, and now Murphy's a shop steward. Usually, right now, there ain't that many transfer periods, mm-hmm. so you're usually good on your route for a year.
Mm-hmm.
It, you know, maybe longer. But I've been on the same route for 8 years.
Do you have a good route as far as routes go, do you think? Or?
I like it. Yeah, I'm in a good section. I got, like, by NYU, I got Bleecker Street. The people on the route's nice, the route's good. It's clean, not that bad.
Mm-hmm.
I like it. Chinatown, it's a little harder. Mm-hmm. It's heavier. And then you got 23 section is big, you know, from 8th Street to 14th. So there's more big buildings there. So it's heavier work, but less driving. Mm-hmm. Where in Chinatown, it's heavy and a lot of driving and a lot of traffic. So I like where I'm at.
Okay.